We've been talking a bit on this program in recent weeks about the US and the Taliban moving towards a peace deal in Afghanistan. Important to note, this is not an internal Afghan peace deal between the Taliban and the other political factions there. This is just about the US and the Taliban. The key demand on the Taliban's part is that the US withdraw its troops. And in the last 24, 48 hours, there's been an enormous number of surprises in relation to those negotiations. Matt Bevin is here taking a look at what's making news around the world. And, I mean, it's just surprise after surprise in relation to these peace talks.
Yeah, absolutely, Hamish. I mean, we were reporting last week that some sort of agreement between the Taliban and the US government was looking likely. And then the first surprise was a presidential tweet on the weekend saying, unbeknownst to almost everyone, the major Taliban leaders and separately the president of Afghanistan were going to secretly meet with me at Camp David on Sunday. They were coming to the United States tonight. Unfortunately, in order to build false leverage, they admitted to an attack in Kabul that killed one of our great soldiers and 11 other people. I immediately cancelled the meeting and called off peace negotiations. Now, there are a number of surprises in that tweet, including the existence of a meeting proposed to happen at Camp David. The Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, subsequently went on TV a bunch of times to say that they were having success in their conflict against the Taliban.
You know, we've killed over 1,000 Taliban in just the last 10 days.
We killed over 1,000 Taliban just in the last 10 days.
You should know, in the last 10 days, we've killed over 1,000 Taliban.
George, we've, in just the last 10 days alone, killed over 1,000 Taliban. We have been fighting and talking in a way that America often doesn't do. It's what's driven us to be able to have the success at the negotiating table.
That was also a surprise, the enormous amount of Taliban that are apparently being killed by the US military in the last just couple of weeks. Over the last 24 hours, though, a lot more information has come out about what happened here. The New York Times has published a lengthy account of the events leading up to the presidential cancellation tweet. The paper says a week before that tweet, the president had a meeting with his top security officials. Secretary Pompeo and his negotiator, Zalmay Khalilzad, made the case that signing an agreement with the Taliban would enable the president to begin withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, as he had promised in the 2016 election, while securing a commitment from the Taliban not to shelter terrorists. Meanwhile, the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, argued that the president should keep his campaign pledge to draw down forces without getting in bed with killers swathed in American blood. Someone floated the idea of finalizing the negotiations in Washington. The president suggested he would invite the president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani. And then in the days which followed, the president came up with the idea of having the meeting with the Taliban and the Afghan president at the presidential retreat, Camp David. The Times says the usual National Security Council process was dispensed with and only a small circle of advisors was clued in. I'll let CBS News tell you what happened next.
Security camera footage shows the moment a Taliban car bomb took the life of a U.S. service member. Look again closely. It deliberately rams the armored SUV in a targeted killing, also claiming the lives of another NATO soldier and at least 10 civilians. It was the second Taliban attack in the heart of Kabul this week. And it's not just the suicide bombings. The Taliban has launched major military offensives in three Afghan provinces in recent days, waging war while discussing peace with U.S. negotiators in Doha.
That was the end of the rush to a meeting at Camp David. Here's Mike Pompeo.
It was the case that when the Taliban tried to gain negotiating advantage by conducting terror attacks inside of the country, President Trump made the right decision to say that's not going to work.
The Afghan government has not been part of this negotiation process, as you mentioned, Hamish. The Taliban has demanded they reach a deal with the US before they talk to the Afghan government, which they do not recognize as a legitimate government. The Afghan government spokesman, Sadiq Siddiqui, told CNN that the government welcomed the decision to cancel the meeting.
Well, we strongly believe that the decision that was taken by President Trump is a genuine reflection of the concerns that not only the Afghan people have in regards to a flawed deal or a deal that will only give elevation or leverage to a group that is heavily involved in violence.
This morning, President Trump has fronted the cameras to talk about his decision and says that the peace talks with the Taliban are dead.
They're dead. They're dead. As far as I'm concerned, they're dead. They thought that they had to kill people in order to put themselves in a little better negotiating position. When they did that, they killed 12 people. One happened to be a great American soldier, a wonderful young man from Puerto Rico, families from Puerto Rico. And you can't do that. You can't do that with me. So they're dead as far as I'm concerned. And we've hit the Taliban harder in the last 4 days than they've been hit in over 10 years.
The U.S. President Donald Trump there, he has been copping some criticism for the plan to host the Taliban at Camp David just a few days before the 18th anniversary of 9/11. President Trump, however, says that there is no one, there was no one involved in this process but him. The whole thing was his idea.
No, actually, in terms of advisors, I took my own advice. I like the idea of meeting. I've met with a lot of bad people and a lot of good people during the course of the last almost 3 years. And I think meeting is a great thing. I think that meeting with, you know, you're talking about war. There are meetings with war. Otherwise, wars would never end. You'd have them go on forever. We had a meeting scheduled. It was my idea, and it was my idea to terminate it. I didn't discuss it with anybody else. But, you know, Camp David has had many meetings that I guess people would not have considered politically correct. Yes, the
U.S. President Donald Trump speaking there, Hamish. The other thing, of course, you've been talking about Brexit this morning. The interesting thing is that in the last sitting day before the prorogation of Parliament, they've been a bit distracted. They've been talking a lot about the Speaker, John Bercow, because he's announced that he is leaving his job.
I would like to make a personal statement to the House. At the 2017 election, I promised my wife and children that it would be my last. This is a pledge that I intend to keep.
He says that either at the election, which may or may not be called today, on the 31st of October, he will be leaving the job. He says it's all about trying to spend more time with his family.
My wife, Sally, and our three children, Oliver, Freddie, and Jemima.
Yeah. The Speaker of the House, John Bercow, his family getting a lot of applause there.
From my heart, I thank them all profusely.
So they've been very busy in Parliament today, not only talking about an election, but talking about the resignation of the long-standing Speaker as well.
Not universally loved either, it must be said, but famous for his cries of order.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he did it very effectively. Matt Bevan, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next hour.
Cheers, Hamish.